Blog Talk Radio.
Traditional American Patriot Network. I'm Brenda Ward, your host, along with my co-host Barbara Buffing, and we are here to talk about the latest in the news. And if you want to join in this conversation, you can give us a call at 657-383-1908. Well, the most talked about news today is actually at the Supreme Court, which Obama's executive overreach on trying to give benefits to illegal immigrants and keep them from being deported has been taken all the way to the Supreme Court, where 26 states were suing to stop his executive overreach because he did not, they're claiming, and they're claiming rightly, that he did not have the right to stop or to keep these people in the country because Congress actually is in charge of laws. And Obama himself has said he didn't have the right, and he did it anyway. So now we're going to see who on the Supreme Court actually upholds the Constitution, because, you know, that is their only job in the Supreme Court. And they have many, many, many times overreached, overstepped, and disobeyed what the Constitution says, particularly when it comes to state rights, because the 10th Amendment gives anything not in the Constitution to the states, and particularly into what they consider what your rights are, because we know in the Declaration of Independence, and that's not even the Constitution, it's the Declaration of Independence that tells us we have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It doesn't guarantee you rights, and those rights come from our Creator, and they have given rights to people for their sexual behavior, which is unconstitutional. You know, and they have given the right to kill unborn children, because saying, you know, it's a part of the, it's a woman's choice, which is unconstitutional, because in the Declaration of Independence, it says everybody has the right to life. And we now know through science that, you know, when life begins, we definitely know when the heart beats, we know that these are children that they are actually killing in order so that they can face no consequences for their behavior. So it's really going to be interesting to me to watch this case unfold. If it comes to a 4-4 decision, then there's a stay put on Obama's executive overreach. And if it comes 5-3 in favor of Obama, we're going to know just who the liberal quacks are. And so it's very, very interesting to me to follow this case, because we're going to know. And you know what? We can get rid of them. They don't have to be lifetime appointments. You know, Congress could take action. But then again, Congress should have impeached Obama a long time ago because of his treasonous act when he released 5 top Taliban commanders while we were still at war with the Taliban, and we still are at war with the terrorists and the Taliban. And now we're releasing 9 more Gitmo detainees. Yemeni folks, we're going to release them to Saudi Arabia, who, if you've been paying any attention at all, is in the news also, because people want to sue them for their part in the 9/11. They want to sue the government because apparently there were, and we know this, the 19 attackers were from Saudi Arabia, but they think the financing came from somebody who knew the royal family, which is probably true because Osama bin Laden was up in that ranks. And so that's coming about, you know, from 9/11. But, and I lost my train of thought, but I'm coming back. Anyway, I don't agree with that, because once you open the door to suing other countries, you lose your sovereignty. And then they're going to start suing us. And I'm sorry, folks. Yes, I know you lost loved ones. Yes, I know the Saudis were involved. But no, it's not your country. And that's where I stand on that. With that, I'm bringing in my co-host, Barbara. Say hello to the people.
Hello, people.
Hello, my peeps.
Yeah, you know, you're very right with that. It really, actually, we already know that the Saudis were involved. We already know that Bush let them go because of immunity.
Well, and
because they can't be touched.
There's a whole lot of diplomats.
I'm sure there's more.
Yeah, go on.
Right. The diplomatic immunity. So they were hightailed out of here.
Yes.
Shortly after 9/11.
Yes.
And they aren't being held responsible. Whereas, of course, I personally think they should be. But I think we should hold them responsible and take actions like get out of their damn oil stuff and let's do our own oil.
Right.
You know, things like that. Let's hurt them economically.
It needs to come from the government, not from individual people, because otherwise then you're going to get into this can of worms where everybody will be suing us here because, you know, whatever. For whatever reason. Once you open that door, you can't shut it.
Right.
And unfortunately, it's a bipartisan effort in Congress. For once, they agree on something, and it's not something that's going to be beneficial to the American people. I don't get it, Barbara. For once,
I know.
They agree on something, and it's something that will be harmful to us if it passes, you know. It just is mind-boggling. Mind-boggling to me. But, yeah, just because, not that I don't think they should have been, you know, held responsible, but international politics is touchy. It's difficult. It's not all clear cut, dried. But in no way do I want to open up our court systems because, you know, we got immigrants, illegal immigrants, trying to sue in our court system. I don't believe they belong there because they have no constitutional rights under our Constitution if you're not here legally.
Well,
so, you know, I have a real problem trying to – you're going to open up this big can of worms with this kind of lawsuit. But what did you have to say, Barbara?
Well, I was going to say that when they go ahead – the illegals, they come over – they're tied up in the courts, in the hearings, the deportation hearings. So that takes a lot of our money, a lot of our resources.
Yeah.
We shouldn't have that. We should just boot
their
asses out of here.
Lawyers, like, protecting them and all kinds of stuff in our legal system, which is just – and while all this is going on, you know, Congress is twiddling their thumbs, you know. It's like
– now, what happens to us? When we go to Mexico, Andrew Tamarisi, how long was that Marine there?
Yeah, exactly. And did the president step in? No. But there was nobody else trying to get him out of there. Nobody, you know, representing him from America. You know, it's just ridiculous what they expect from us. And we certainly don't want to make it worse. And that's what I think this lawsuit would do, you know. And, of course, they're not releasing the papers either. And this makes me think, because Obama's not doing it, if it was something that just implicated the Bush administration, you know, he'd do it in a heartbeat.
Probably,
There's something in those papers. And, of course, people like Ted Cruz have seen them, and he thinks they should be released. So, I don't know. I don't know what's in them. But I do, like I said, I do not feel like we should be suing foreign, our individual citizens be allowed to sue foreign governments. And of course, then they're like, we're going to drop these bonds, you know, this $1 billion in bonds if you do that, you know, if Congress allows this and blah, 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 blah. Just another matter.
Like I said, though, there's economic things that we can do.
Oh, absolutely. We could if the government wanted to. But we,
right, exactly.
But the government did it, and they didn't do it after 9/11 when they should have.
Right.
You know, but then again, maybe these people weren't, you know, officially linked to the Saudi. You know what I'm saying? They may have been acquaintances.
They were funding.
The royal family is huge. So, you know, and
yeah,
Osama
and they were funding Osama bin Laden, from my understanding.
Yeah.
And his and they were funding his organization.
What's
for years.
That?
No,
so the
not at all.
The Saudi king himself, or somebody within the family?
Yeah, I don't know if it was the king himself, but
yeah,
I think it was within his family.
That's where the problems come in, because, you know, we know how our families are. We don't control every individual part of our family, but what in this Yemeni sending I hope Saudi Arabia executes, because isn't Saudi Arabia fighting in Yemen against the Iranians, the terrorists?
I don't even know anymore. It's so crazy over there. I don't even know anymore.
The world has gone into utter chaos, and all the while, Democrats, you know, we've got Russia has buzzed by our aircraft carriers like 3 times now at least, and we have not responded. So what are we going to do? Wait till they actually bomb our carrier and then respond? You know?
Oh, my God.
You know, there needs to be told, if you come near us in our airspace, we're going to blow you out of the sky. But, you know, do we have a president that would do that? No. And they know it.
And that they know that.
And they know it. Unfortunately, one of these times they're going to probably do something and we're going to be in trouble. You know, we're not going to be in trouble.
Yeah, look at us.
We're going to have dead Americans because this administration has once again demonstrated its weakness, you know, to China.
The sailors in Iran.
And now Iran and Europe are putting pressure on the United States to open our financial markets to Tehran. The chief number one.
I heard that this morning.
Terrorism wants to have our financial markets open to them. And guess what this administration will do? Because we already know Tehran and Iran is in violation already of this agreement that we should never agree to, and that Congress set themselves up, because any foreign treaty has to be approved by 2/3 of the Congress, of the Senate, to actually pass. And instead they made it say, well, we want to look at it before you pass it. No, what you say to the president is, you have no right to pass it without 2/3 majority. That's the law. Unfortunately,
and that's why
nobody knows the law anymore.
That's why he's not calling it a treaty, because he knows that.
It doesn't matter what he calls it.
I know. You know that. I know that. And they all know that.
Does it make it any different if I call the duck a dog? You know, no, it doesn't. It's still a duck.
It's still going to be a duck. Yeah.
It's still going to be a duck. And that's where Congress went wrong. They don't have the guts, or I don't know if it's, or they're, I don't know. I do not understand what's going on in Washington, you know, because I'm sorry, you gave away your right to approve the treaty by letting Obama run the narrative, which they have done for 8 years, you know, and I just don't get it. We're talking about the security of the American citizens and America itself over a nuclear Iran, who is the top state sponsor of terrorism, and Congress gives up their authority to the president. What?
Yeah.
I mean, the Democrats don't even like this deal. So what are you doing? I wonder if even half of our congressmen know what the Constitution says.
Well, I don't think they do.
I really don't think
they do, because they've been there for so damn long that it's all about K Street and the lobbyists.
Money, 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 money. $3.3 trillion of taxpayer money went to government this year. $3.3 trillion.
Yeah.
Where's it going, folks? It ain't going to our security, because they're cutting that. So where's it going? And under the Constitution, what is the government responsibility? Security. What is the president's responsibility? Meeting with foreign leaders and coming back to Congress and proposing whether this is agreeable to them and then getting their approval. It's not all this nonsense that we see coming out of, coming out of the president, you know, with his illegal executive actions. And unfortunately, we are so far gone, and this is what I tell people all the time, we are so far gone from the Constitution, because they want a Constitution. They want to argue Ted Cruz's eligibility under the Constitution. I said, under the law, he's considered natural born. You're not going to get anywhere with the argument. And I said,
well, a New Jersey judge said that he, right.
Go ahead. The only way we get
back to the Constitution judge.
It's through the Supreme Court, because it is the Supreme Court that has weakened the state's rights under the 10th Amendment. Anything not within the Constitution belongs with the state. The only way we get back to the Constitution is with a constitutional Supreme Court that says, you know what? That's not our decision. That is not a federal decision to make. The states have the powers. It goes back to the states. And I'm really interested in this case coming up where the 26 states have sued the Obama for his executive actions. I want to see just how far gone we are, you know.
Yeah.
How far gone are we? Go ahead. You were going to say something. I interrupted.
No, you're so right, though, on that. Because, you know, it is the president's job to execute the laws created by Congress.
Mm-hmm.
It's really that simple.
Exactly. That's what he does.
And then
he doesn't make them because Congress won't work with him when he never goes over there and tries to work with him the first day in the office. First day in office, he says, I won, you didn't. Now, you tell me how that creates a working environment.
Right.
And yet the media, oh, it's the Republicans. Oh, it's the Tea Party. Oh, it's the Republicans, you know. And then this election. Okay, Barbara, you and I were talking about the establishment back in 2011. And before, you know, and they tried to tell us there wasn't any establishment. And now I've got people actually trying to tell me who the establishment is. They're trying to tell me it's Ted Cruz. And when they say that, I know right away they are ignorant, uninformed, and have not been
right.
following politics. And again,
right.
now let's go to this delegate thing that, oh, Mr. Trump, it's a corrupt system. Guess what, folks? Guess who instituted the delegate and the electoral college? Founding fathers. Hello,
mm-hmm.
Read your constitution. And each state has the right. It's always been about the delegates. It always has been. It's just never been
mm-hmm.
this obvious before, because usually somebody gets to the 1236, usually because they've 37, because they've been pushed on us by the media. This time they didn't get there with Bush, because Bush was their elected nominee. But because of Trump, and I will thank Trump for this, we don't have Bush. But now we've got
yeah.
Trump out there whining and telling everybody he's going to fire but you, as an elective GOP candidate, you don't have that power, sir. Excuse me.
Wait.
And this is what is so bad about him. He makes all these off-the-wall statements that everybody goes crazy about, and he can't do a one of them, Barbara. He
right.
can't build that wall without Congress, because then he's overstepping presidential powers.
Right.
So he's just as bad as Obama. We need a president that's going to work through the Congress, that's going to understand the principle of how the government is supposed to work and work to get this country back on track. And that
is
not somebody who doesn't understand that the delegate system was put in place by the founding fathers. It's always been up to the state legislators and state legislature to pick the president and the vice president. It has never been a popular vote. And no, we do not want it to be a popular vote, because then the metropolitan areas will outvote everybody else in the country, and we would be so screwed. Sorry, Barbara.
Yeah.
to boot,
this is a big kicker for me. I thought it was funny as all get out. His kids, Trump's kids, can't even vote for him because they never switched their party affiliation.
I know. It makes me wonder what the numbers are actually going to look like coming out of New York. How many Democrats are going to show up and try to vote for Trump and realize they can't? You know.
Well, and you conservatives can't vote. You can only vote if you're a registered Republican
yeah.
or Democrat.
It's going to be, and then, of course, we're going to get to hear Mr. Whiny Butt Whine. And then,
yeah.
I love this because, you know, here they are. What I look at polls as is a way for the media to push a narrative or a candidate to push
mm-hmm.
a narrative. Because the latest poll they did was partly an online poll, which I'm sorry, but if you watch Drudge for any amount of time, you will know that the Trump supporters, they're crazy about online polls. And so it has
And you
him
can vote
up,
a million
you know,
times.
Yeah, and it has him up, what, 54 to Kasich's 25 or something like that. But then if you look at the margin of error, it's a 5.5 margin of error, which is actually pretty high for a poll. So it could be a 10-point swing, you know, because if Kasich gets 5 and Trump loses 5, you know, it's a 10-point swing. So then you're much, much closer, you know, and Trump is not at his 50%. I don't think Trump's going to get there in New York. I honestly don't. And if he doesn't get his 50%, he doesn't take all the delegates. And this same poll has him up by 18 in California. I don't believe that's true either, not based on what we've been seeing. And I don't see how any true Republican is going to change their mind as they watch him whine about delegates. Of course, I've had to argue this point with many, many people on Facebook and on Twitter because they don't understand the Constitution and they don't understand the process. And they think it's all the establishment that are delegates here in Indiana. Folks, here in Indiana, back in when we realized Ron Paul was a big delegate guy, because we couldn't figure out for the life of us, how was Ron Paul going to win the nomination if he couldn't win a state? And they kept saying, it's all about the delegates. It's all about that. So Ron Paul, libertarian, has always known it's about the delegates. You know, constitutional
mm-hmm.
guy, but libertarian, a little bit way too far constitutional, because we live in a global world and we have to we find out what happens when we're not involved. It's called chaos, and it makes us much
mm-hmm.
less safer, and nobody has anybody to turn to besides Russia or China. Does that make us safer? No,
yeah.
I don't think so. So, but this is where we learned about the delegates, and this is when my friends, now I was thinking about it. There was an open delegate position. I thought about it, decided I didn't really at that point in time have time to do that and didn't want to do that. But the delegates are everyday people like you and me. You can't hold an elected office and be a delegate. You can't do it. It's not legal. So what you do is you become delegates in your state, and then you control the state delegation. And what people don't understand, what the Trump people don't understand, it's always been 65 to 70% other. Trump seems to top out, except for in Nevada, where he owns the casinos, and, you know, he topped out about, you know, that 36%. In fact, he's got 36% of the vote and 46% of the delegates. So from my viewpoint, he has nothing to be whining about. He did not go over and work the delegates in Colorado, nor did he go to Wyoming. And you know why he didn't? Because he knows that 65% of normal Republicans don't want him. And guess who those normal Republicans have become? Delegates. Yeah,
right.
They're you and I, and they're delegates, Barbara. They know that Donald Trump is not a Republican, he's not a conservative, and he does not represent our party. And that's why he can't win the delegates. And yet the people, so he has to whine and scream, it's a corrupt system! It's a corrupt system! You know, because his people like that. They're angry and they're upset and they believe everything he says. And so you have to go back to them and say, because they're saying we already awarded our delegates in Indiana. No, we didn't. Our delegates are bound to the winner, you know, a certain amount, depending on how much you win by, you know.
Right.
We haven't had our vote yet.
And then
we
do you guys do it proportionate? You guys proportion it?
I think 27 go to the winner, but I think, yeah, there's proportional. It's not winner take all. And, you know, because you have to win by district. There's so many per district, you know, out of our congressional districts, which is how a lot of states do it. Even New York does it that way. If he doesn't get
I was
Trump
just gonna say
win
that.
50% in each of the districts, if he's under 49, if he's at 49%, then he'll get two delegates and somebody else will get one. So there's a possibility he doesn't come out of New York with all 95 delegates either. But it's the same thing in Indiana. There's a lump sum that goes to the winner, and then you have, you know, you have your congressional districts that award delegates. So, yeah, it's more of a proportional. But they're on Facebook telling us, oh, Indiana's already like picking their delegates without a vote. It's like, yeah, we might be picking delegates to go to the state convention, but they're bound to the popular
right.
vote. That's what people don't understand. And it's not a matter of cheating. It's a matter of what the laws in Colorado, I think that law's been in the books since 1820 or so. I mean, something ridiculous, 150 years, you know. And yet people, because they don't understand, they want to say, oh, it's corrupt. And Trump understands this because he was talking about the delegate system in 2012. He was talking about Rick Santorum and the delegate system in 2012. So Trump is a fraud, Barbara. He's a fraud.
I know that.
Account. From 2012, he was talking about the delegate allotment to Rick Santorum. Now, you tell me, either he's senile and demented, or he's an outright fraud. And yet, he's the one that runs around calling Cruz the liar. And yet, if you just look at his record and look, this is looking at his Twitter account where he was tweeting about the delegates between Romney and Santorum. So the man understands the system. What he also understands is that the mainstream Republican conservatives and libertarians do not like him because,
right.
number one, he has no policy. Number two, he's not a conservative. He doesn't even know his favorite Bible verse is an eye for an eye. So he's not even
yeah.
a Christian, okay? Because if you go in more depth into the New Testament, it's much more about love. And
mm-hmm.
that doesn't mean we don't rebuke sin, but to be Christ-like, you need to be more loving, you need to be more caring, and you need to be, you know, that kind of thing. And yet his favorite verse is an eye for an eye.
Hmm.
What does that tell you? Tells me he doesn't
Well,
understand.
You know, you and I and people who have been really paying attention, I was up in New York last week, and some of my daughter's friends, you know, we kind of talked. I wasn't going to bring up anything. And then I think he was on TV, Trump, and they even said, I think I said, don't forget to go out and vote. And they were like, yeah, this is getting serious. You know, Trump is all funny and everything, but it needs to be more serious.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, really, it does. And just like, okay, so we're going to switch thing. And here's the thing. Trump is for the LGBT community. He's even said it outright, which is, again, why he's not a conservative, and it's also why many of the delegates won't support him. But James Wood came out with a tweet that says, the world is fighting Islamic terrorism, starvation, and disease,
right.
but Democrats are fighting for men to pee in the ladies' room. Insanity.
Yeah, I saw that earlier. But it's so
what?
True.
It's so
and
true.
And, like, they're giving us this state such a hard time.
Yes, because you said men can't be in the girls' room.
But the headlines are the anti-LBG laws.
Oh, I know. I know.
I
it's
mean,
because
these
it's
are,
all propaganda.
These are the headlines that, right, right, exactly.
Propaganda.
You know,
in America.
And every...
Go ahead.
And every time I see it, I post, it's what the people of the state, a majority of the people want in this state. If you don't, yeah, and somebody.
Well, you wouldn't have gay marriage except for the Supreme Court overruling state rights.
It wasn't
rights.
Even the Supreme Court, it was one judge.
Never made it to the Supreme Court because your attorney general or whoever didn't, state attorney general didn't have the guts to take it to the Supreme Court. Wouldn't have made any difference.
Well, no, because one federal judge here. One federal judge overrode it. Now, we have that in our Constitution.
Yeah, and see, they can't do that.
Can't do that. And actually, Governor, no. And even Governor McCrory was like, oh, yay, I'm glad they did that. No,
yeah.
It takes more than one person. It takes the state going out to vote. We've voted. we decided, and one judge overruled it.
And your elected officials didn't have the guts to stand up and defend the people of the state of North Carolina.
No, they did not.
And here's
because
the
they praised it. They were glad.
Where are we right back to? We're back to the Supreme Court that is supposed to protect state rights, the right of the individual states. And who are the states? It's the people of the states. Who created the federal government? The 13 states, the colonies. And why did they create the federal government? Because if they were going to deal with France and England, they needed a way to do it without having to run each state legislature through and try to figure out how they were going to respond. So basically that, and then that's why the legislature actually elects the senators and the president, is because it's they're supposed to represent each state.
Yes.
I don't know what people don't get about that. And, you know, well, again, it goes back to people thinking that, you know, separation of church and state is in the Constitution, and it's not there. Again, I say read your Constitution. You know, look at history. And it is a very good system. And for Donald Trump to be running it down like he is and telling everybody it's going to change when he's president, he's going to change the Constitution? Let me say this again. Mr. Trump, you do not have the power to change the Constitution. It has to be done by amendment by Congress. So
right.
No, Mr. Trump, you don't get to single-handedly change the delegate system. Doesn't work
that way. Well, see, he's watching
people
Obama.
Want to be involved. If you people want to be involved, then run for a delegate. Take the time and the energy to be involved. Don't just wait for your primary season to come around so you can run out and vote and then cry foul. Because people who have been putting in hard work for decades and decades, you know, have been paying attention and know the facts.
And I still have not heard Donald Trump or anyone ask him what the job of the president is according to the Constitution.
Well, he wouldn't know, Barbara.
I know he wouldn't know. That's why I want him to ask it.
His favorite Bible
verse. To show that he. Isn't that part of Sharia?
He put money in a communion plate. You know.
Isn't that part of Sharia law, though? An eye for an eye?
Why? What? Go ahead.
Isn't that part of Sharia law? Eye for an eye? You steal, I cut off your arm?
Yeah, and it is in the Bible. But
yes, I know.
But
I know.
You know, that's not New Testament law. That's not Jesus' law, okay? It is there. But your favorite Bible verse should be something like, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth him should not perish but have everlasting life. That should be a favorite Bible verse. You know?
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that. You know, something good.
Yeah.
Something that actually talks about Jesus, because that's who the Bible basically is about. The people of Israel, the children of Israel, then became his church, you know, in the New Testament law after Jesus died on the cross. But no, it should not be an eye for an eye. And that just tells me he has no idea what's in the Bible. Which, sorry, folks, but, you know, people in the GOP, in the Republican Party, Christian conservatives are the base of the Republican Party. This is why we lost the last election. Those Christian conservatives did not turn out for Romney because he wasn't conservative enough. Do you think they will ever turn out for Trump? There's people who would have trouble turning out for Trump, and I have voted in every presidential election because I know how important it is. But they would not, and you could not convince them, no matter what you said, to vote. So when it says that he loses to Hillary Clinton by 10, 20 points, you better believe he's going to lose to Hillary Clinton, because they're not going to vote for him.
Right.
And I don't know how anybody can justify voting for him with the things that he says and the lack of policy that he has. You know, he can't sit down and talk policy with you. What he talks about.
Because he doesn't know it.
He's going to build a wall. And then he talks about how great he is, Barbara. But yeah, look at how he lost the delegates in Colorado and he lost the delegates in Wyoming, and he can't even pick up the unbound delegates anywhere else. But he's great.
He's such a good businessman.
He's great. You know,
he's such a good businessman.
Yeah. He has no ground game. And the reason he has no ground game is he thought in his arrogant mind that he was going to play the media and he was going to win this just by having all the media coverage, which he does get a lot of. And, you know, they allow him just to call in and give him free airtime, which they don't with the other presidential candidates. But, and then people say, well, he's won these states. Yeah, people, but that was when we started out with 17 candidates? Okay, he won when there were 17 candidates. But since it's dropped to 3, he's not been winning so much. And yes, he's going to probably win New York, because New York is his home state. Well, duh. And New York, despite what people say, don't have the same values as we have in Indiana. I mean, there are people that aren't in New York City that do, and there may be some in New York City that do, but they're not known for it. You know, because Cuomo told people who like their guns and their Bibles to get out of his state.
Right.
As did de Blasio. Okay, New York values. You know, my state told me to do that, I'd be hitting the road and finding me a state that was favorable to my guns and my Bibles. But, you know, I don't have to, because Indiana's a conservative state.
Right.
They are friendly to my guns and my Bible, and I don't have to worry about that. But, you know, this is when Ted Cruz taught, and then Donald Trump tried to make it about 9/11. And people just bought that like crazy. And I'm just thinking, are you just that uninformed that you don't even
Ted
know?
Ted Cruz is also.
Go ahead.
Ted Cruz has also been going around explaining what he meant. Look who your governor is. Look at the taxes you pay. Look at the things that happen in this state. Look who's running your state.
Look at the governor that, you know, Trump praises, you know. And this bit about him being a businessman, so he had to slick money. Well, why do you have to give money to Brown in California?
Right.
He does business overseas. He runs his, you know, clothing business from overseas. And yet, he's going to bring all them jobs back.
Exactly.
Why
he's
take
using
care in the, first place,
the
Donald,
laws of
pro-America, you know?
He's the laws that are on the books right now. He's using them because he can.
Because he's concerned about the money. He's not concerned about anything else. He's not concerned about America. He's concerned about himself. It's always about Donald Trump.
Exactly.
It's always been about Donald Trump. And now, let's get off of this and let's go to Hillary Clinton. Because this is possibly the woman we're going to have to beat. Because Obama has now signaled to the Justice Department, you know, when he comes out and says, well, they're not going to find anything wrong. See, that's when he's signaling to them that they better not find anything wrong, because that's called Chicago politics, folks. Because they had a document dump again on a Friday night. And actually, Judicial Watch has been given the go-ahead to actually do a deposition on the guy that was given immunity by the government and by Clinton's top aide. Judicial Watch. Good place, Judicial Watch. So, and we're already seeing that Hillary lied about Benghazi, and then she gets up there, you know, Americans died because of this, and she stood over their coffin and said it was because of a video. And then after they promoted the video, her and Obama, there were riots in 52 countries. People didn't, there were only like 400 views of this video before they promoted it. So both Hillary and Obama are, again, guilty of aiding and abetting the enemy and creating riots against our people in other countries by promoting a video. Because heaven forbid that they call terrorist what it is, because he would have never got reelected if the media hadn't covered for him on that. You know,
absolutely right.
That's why we have ISIS. I mean, they've been lying through their teeth, and Hillary is right along with there with Obama. Don't be thinking that she's any different. She's the one that pushed him to go into Libya and get rid of Gaddafi. Guess where Al-Qaeda is operating out of now? Libya.
Mm-hmm.
Libya, because they destabilized it. and then pulled out. This you cannot do. If you're going to go into a battle, you cannot leave. And we're doing the same thing in Afghanistan, and the Taliban's back on the resurgence. And we still have men and women there with their hands tied behind their back, because we have rules of engagement under this president that you wouldn't put up next to your dog, let alone an American citizen. And this is why people are angry. Some people do know these things. They understand these things, and that they think Donald's going to fix it. But, you know, I don't think Donald has a clue on foreign policy. So I don't see how you fix it if you don't have a clue as to what the problem actually is. And,
and they also, I wanted to mention with Hillary and this document dump. Most people will listen to this show and who know me know that I've been following this Benghazi story since day one.
Day one.
I've watched the hearings. I know what's in the hearings. So when Hillary had her 11-hour exhausting day, you should see my hands over my forehead going, oh, drama.
And the media proclaimed it a win.
It came out that she called Egypt the next day and said, I know this was a terrorist attack. She called her daughter an hour later and said, it's a terrorist attack. Yet she told the families and the American people and everybody else in front of the UN that it was the video.
Yeah,
the video had nothing to do with
it. An outright lie, and yet the media thinks, oh, see, it was a witch hunt. She lied to the American people, and a week later, Ambassador Rice was still on TV lying to the American people because Obama and Hillary conspired to keep the American people in the dark, and the media was complicit. And with this, I also agree with Donald Trump that the media is complicit. And even now with Fox News, they sit there and act like they don't have a clue what the Constitution is. And I know Greta Van Strassen does know what the Constitution says. So why and Eric Bolling, so why are none of them saying, you know what, the delegate system was implemented by the Founding Fathers and it is the state right. But they don't do that. Because why?
No, they're
game with the American people instead of telling you the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very frustrating. I can't hardly watch it when they start talking about the delegates and act like they're clueless and how corrupt the system and it's the GOP leaders. Not anymore, it's not. It used to be years ago, but I know for a fact, I know probably at least 10 delegates here in Indiana that are my friends. And no, we are not the establishment, folks. We are the grassroots conservatives, and I can bet you in Texas that there's a lot more that we know, Barbara, from the Tea Party. Because the Tea Party patriots figured this out, and they became delegates.
Right.
You know,
right.
That's how you do it. You don't stand up there and whine on television about how corrupt the system is. And the reason Trump's whining is because he has to. He can't admit he's wrong. Number two, he can't admit that 65% of the Republican mainstream party, conservatives, moderates, you know, Christians, don't want him. And why his supporters can't understand this, I don't know. Oh, he's winning. He's winning. No. When did he get over 50%? He might get over 50% in New York. That's his home state.
And I don't even think he's going to do that. I think there's just a lot of rhetoric, a lot of bullcrap going on up.
Yes,
and
I think so.
Again, the media is in the bag for him, and you know, in all these other states, look at how the polling went, and then all of a sudden, Cruz came out of top.
Right. Well, because
so
they understand.
They might say
Kasich, but they understand Kasich doesn't have a chance. He's not even going to get it on the second ballot, because then you would have problems, because in the actual last, I don't know if they just put this rule in last year, but I think it was in position last year. I know it was in position last time, because when Santorum was winning, you had to win 8 states to be a nominee. And
I think they did that because of Rand.
No, they did not.
They did that because of Ron Paul, they said.
No, they didn't. They did do something funky with the delegates because of Ron Paul, but it wasn't that, because I knew that when Santorum was running that he had to win 8 states to be considered for the nomination, and he won 11 11 states. The party pressured him to get out. And here's the thing.
Yeah.
Newt Gingrich, who, you know, is a Trump fan, stayed in the race. He did not campaign in Michigan. He did not campaign in Ohio. But Adelson didn't want Rick Santorum. Adelson, the millionaire out of, you know, Las Vegas, Jewish millionaire, didn't want Rick Santorum. So he paid him to stay in the race until Santorum dropped out. Because Michigan and Ohio were close between Santorum and Romney. And if Newt had been out and had supported Santorum, we wouldn't have had Romney as a nominee. And we would have taken that election because he could have ran against Obamacare. Romney could not have because of Romneycare. And so he couldn't.
Right.
And so I blame Newt Gingrich and his ego for Romney. And again, Newt Gingrich is an establishment guy, folks. He's not Tea Party.
Yeah.
No matter what he's got you believing. And that's what happened in 2012. I know. I was in Illinois making phone calls for Rick Santorum. You know what they told me? Because you know what the media spin was? Romney's the only one that can win. Romney, and we got to beat Obama. I'm so afraid Obama's going to get back in. At that point in time in the polls, Rick Santorum was beating Obama in Florida, in West Virginia, and in Ohio. But the voters didn't know that. And you know why the voters didn't know that? The media.
Because they didn't pay much. Right, because nobody paid attention the way they're paying attention now.
The Fox News media pushed it that Romney's the only one that can win. Romney's the only one that can win. Romney, 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 Romney. And they would have done it with Bush, too.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's why we thank Trump for that. But otherwise, Mr. Trump just needs to take his little whiny butt and get out of the way so we can actually focus on trying to win the general election. Because if Trump is the nominee, we lose the Senate, we possibly lose the House, and this country is done because the Supreme Court is gone. And your children
have seeing rumors. I've been seeing rumors here and there that George Soros is giving money to Kasich.
Yeah,
I've been seeing a bunch of it. I don't know how true it is, but you know what? It wouldn't surprise me either.
I haven't looked into it, but yeah, no, it wouldn't surprise me because he doesn't want Cruz in. Nobody who understands what Cruz is about wants Cruz in there. And this bit about they don't like him in Washington. Well, duh, people, that's your first clue. They don't
because they don't like him. Right.
Oh, my God.
Right.
He went up there and told them, no, I'm not going to sit down and be quiet because he understands under the Constitution, each state gets two senators. There's 100 of them. Each state gets two senators so they can have equal representation in Washington. And yet they've corrupted the system so bad that you have junior senators who have no say.
Oh, please.
They have
please.
No say.
That
you're a junior senator. Sit down and shut up. Is that representation of your state? No, it's not. And see, Cruz knew that. And he went in there, he and Rand Paul and Mike Lee, they refused to sit down and shut up. They went there to do the will of the people of Texas and Utah and Kentucky. But then Rand Paul sold out to Mitch McConnell for his backing.
Yes.
Which just aggravates the heck of me, which is why we have now Mitch McConnell as the Senate leader, which is not even constitutional either. The vice president is actually president of the Senate. And he doesn't have a vote, but he's to preside over the Senate. You're not supposed to have an elected leader from a party. That's not constitutional. But again, we are so far gone. See, folks, we are so far gone for the Constitution. So when you come up with your argument, and I would agree technically if we went back to the original document that Ted would not be considered natural born. But what I do know is that he's an American patriot. And this is why I didn't want Obama, you know, even though he technically was not a U.S. citizen because his mom was not old enough to grant citizenship to him at the time of the laws on the books in 1961 when he was born. And so he would have been his citizen, would have been through his father because his mother had not reached the age which was stipulated. He had to have been an American citizen from the age of 14 for 5 years, and she had not. She had him when she was 16. So, but that wasn't why I fought this. It was because I looked at his background. I looked at his past. That he was a community organizer. You know who community organizers are? They're so
Alinsky minions.
You know, come on, folks. And so I knew what was coming if we elected him. And yet so many, the media didn't do any. They still don't. They still don't. And Carson called them out on this. They never called out Obama on any of his associations, any of his past, the fact that he lived in Indonesia till he was 10, okay?
And he got a foreign aid student.
Well, we think he did. We don't know because they sealed his records.
Because everything's sealed, yeah. But he did
travel to Pakistan in 1980, and we want to know whose passport he traveled to Pakistan, because I don't think they were allowed to travel to Pakistan in 1980 under a U.S. Passport. But he did. So, you know, there's a lot of questions about him, but there was a lot of information that the media deliberately withheld from the voters because they wanted Barack Obama. And see, they want Hillary. The liberal media wants Hillary. So they want to make this a Republican witch hunt. Fast and furious, Barbara. Fast and furious, folks, if you don't know, the gun running. Obama, was protecting Eric Holder, so he tried to claim executive privileges over emails of Eric Holder. Well, the courts just ruled that they have to turn those documents over. And they just did. They just did.
Yes.
So the courts already shot down Obama on that one. And so it'll be interesting to see what comes out of that. But he was protecting Eric Holder from prosecution, you know, because they have an agenda. They have an agenda, and it is not pro-American. And we're seeing that play out every day. And our children are not safer. You're not making as much. You're not keeping as much of your money. You're paying more for your commodities. He's shutting down the coal companies, which is going to increase your electric power. California, with their minimum wage, Barbara.
Oh, I know.
But
it's simple. This is what kills me. It's simple economics. Your pay is going to go up to $15 an hour. But you're going to go pay $5 for a hamburger.
Well, and they're going to cut
because
employees.
That money's got to come somewhere.
Yep.
Or we're going to do with one less because we can't afford you.
Or we're just going to get these little computers where you just punch in your order. You know, they've already got it.
And there's a lot of places that do that.
Yep, exactly. It's because they don't teach basic economics anymore, and they teach that capitalism is bad, and nobody seems
to. So we're going to get free college!
Free! It's free! It's free! The government
we're going to get free college!
Hello!
What I want to do is I want to go to a Bernie Sanders supporter and ask them how much money they have and tell them to give me 90 cents on the dollar.
Because
this is what Bernie wants.
Yeah, I know. And it's like they're so ignorant because they haven't been taught. Our education system has been under the communist control, the agenda of the liberals, you know, who want to fundamentally change this country. It is communist control. You know, they want to turn us into a communist country. And so they don't educate the children appropriately. And so they don't understand basic economics. $3.3 trillion was paid to the federal government by the American working American people to the federal government this year to fund it.
Yep.
And it's still $19 trillion in debt. Who do these people think is going to pay for their free college?
Exactly. See, I'll tell you, it goes back to Neil Cavuto, going back to that girl. And she was saying, oh, well, the 1% can pay for it all.
Oh, yeah, right. And the 1% that has parked trillions of dollars overseas because they don't want to pay the taxes that America has implemented against them. We infuse that $1 trillion back into our economy. It's going to soar, and there's going to be jobs, and there's going to be competition, and the money's going to be great. But the liberals don't get this. Oh, no, let's tax them. Let's make them bring it back. How are you going to
make
them bring it back?
My husband actually said to me earlier tonight that I didn't get a chance to look it up yet, but that report that came out for people whose money's overseas, a lot of them are Hillary Clinton supporters and donators.
No, of course they are, because they're the worst offenders.
Yep.
But they take advantage of the laws, which is why I like Ted Cruz's plan for a simple flat tax and get rid of the tax code and no loopholes.
Yep.
No loopholes for anybody. And I like that idea. And, you know, Donald Trump doesn't have that, and neither does John Kasich. You know, we need to get rid of the loopholes. And if you have a reasonable tax plan, the corporations aren't going to be needing those loopholes, you know. And the money's going to flow, and the jobs are going to create, and the small businesses are going to flourish. So, you know, two-thirds of our jobs are small businesses, which are – they don't get the loopholes that the multinational corporations get, like GE and these other companies, you know. And so they're the ones that are hurt, and that's why we don't have jobs, and people don't understand. And then – oh, this is another thing Trump keeps saying – it's a democracy. It's a democracy. This tells me one thing.
Does that
know nothing about the United States of America or the Constitution. We are not a democracy. We are a constitutional republic.
Oh, I know.
Educate yourself. And this just tells me one more reason why I will not vote for the man. He does not even know the difference.
Right.
And yes, Indiana
You're
is not going
right
to vote
on
for
that.
Trump. He's not going to win the popular vote in Indiana, because we've got ground game, and it's already started.
Yeah.
You know, so, but I don't know. It's just very, very frustrating to me, because people just eat this up, and then they get on Facebook promoting his lies, and you have to set them straight. It's like, this is how easy it is for you to become a delegate. And guess what? No, Indiana is not assigning delegates yet. We vote on the first Tuesday in May. And this is actually the first year I'm so excited I actually get a say in a presidential election, because usually by the time it gets here, it's already been decided. So this is the first time I get to vote and actually have a say in the primary, and I am excited about it. And I bet there's a lot of other people like me that are. You know, because we actually get a say. We've never had a say before because, you know, by the time it got here, they've already picked the nominee, and we just, you know, go. And we have very low turnouts because of that. Well, we have low turnouts anyway. Voter enthusiasm is not great, you know, in any of our states, which is kind of sad. I mean, people don't realize the freedom we have in electing our officials, and they don't take advantage of it until...
Until they're upset, and then they want to go with somebody who has no clue. Yeah, they'll go to the polls not knowing anything.
Oh, yeah.
So I would really rather them stay home if they don't know anything.
Oh, yeah, because, you know, in the president, when Obama was running, you know, what do you think about Sarah Palin being Obama's vice president? Oh, I think she's great. I mean, this is how ignorant people are.
Yeah.
And they lowered the voting age in this country. The Constitution originally had it at 21. And, you know... they lowered it, which I think it needs to go to 25, because
I agree.
Unless you're paying taxes, you shouldn't be voting.
Because all these college students that are young and their parents are paying college for them.
Oh yeah.
You know, or they're getting student loans. They don't know the responsibility of a dollar. They don't know what the value of a dollar is.
You haven't had to pay your bills on your own. You have no idea what you're doing. And you know, when they lowered that, they did a disservice to this country when they lowered that voting age. But people, we're just asking you to get informed, okay? Don't believe the hype or the hyperbole. Don't look at Fox News. Get out there and read your Constitution. Read about what the state delegates are about. Read about what the founding fathers intended. Read Thomas Jefferson. You know, this bothers me, too. They say Thomas Jefferson had slaves and he was racist. Thomas Jefferson wanted to free the slaves when he wrote the Constitution, but they made him take it out because of Virginia. Even when he was in the legislature in Virginia, he tried twice to free the slaves. I'm betting that man treated his slaves very well, and that's probably why he kept them, because he realized they were people. But that's not what you'll hear from the higher education, because they don't teach truth. But we're about running out of time. We want to thank you if you turned in to listen. You know, what we're asking you to do is just go back and actually look at facts. You know, you want to know what Thomas Jefferson was about? Guess what? read them. You know, read the Constitution. Understand what's going on. So with that, we want to say good night, everybody, and thank you for tuning in.
Good night.
Night, Barbara.
Good night.